Hey guys, welcome back to E-Commerce Paradise. And today I want to talk to you about how to scale your high-ticket dropshipping business. If this is your first time listening, definitely check out my free niches list for high-ticket dropshipping at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. And you'll also get a free mini course as well to get you started so you get on the best path to success. All right, so let's talk about scaling. Scaling is all about just turning your business from a maybe, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 a month in revenue business into a $50,000 or $100,000 in revenue a month business, and then, you know, 10xing from there all the way up to $500,000 or $1 million a month. And it's easier said than done. Obviously, scaling just basically means you're fractalizing your business, which basically means that every single thing that you do needs to become more complex and deeper. You need to dive deep into certain things, okay? First of all, we want to set some goals. So when it comes to scaling an e-commerce business, goals are really important because if you don't know where you want to go, then you're probably not going to really go anywhere anyways. So set some SMART goals. So SMART is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And so these goals need to be kind of formed in a way that is like a roadmap for the future of your business. So once you get past the goal setting process, then you can move on to analyzing what you already are doing. So you got to analyze and check out your business. And the most important thing to check out is your profit margins. With high ticket dropshipping, some brands are going to be higher and lower margins, and some specific products will be higher and lower margins. So definitely consider which ones that are the highest margins, and then you're going to try to work with those suppliers more. And then if you have suppliers with low margins, then definitely try to get them to offer you higher margins just by reaching out and asking for it. Okay. Some simple ways to do it could be to, again, reaching out to suppliers, maybe figuring out a better way to lower shipping costs, and reducing overhead expenses as well. With high-ticket dropshipping, there's not much with overhead, but you know, maybe certain things you don't really need. Like maybe you have a team member that isn't really producing that well, you can get rid of them and have somebody else do their tasks. Or you have software you don't actually really need to pay for. Get rid of your overhead expenses that are unnecessary and just drive growth. All right, the next thing that's you know, pretty common is to expand your product categories and your product offerings. And a really good way to do that is just to take categories in your store that are doing well already and then expand upon that and try to find more suppliers within those categories. And then just try to test out new categories. And basically all you gotta do is reach out to suppliers in those other categories and see if they're offering dealer accounts, and then sign up, add them to your store, add them to your ad account, so on and so forth, and see if they sell. If they sell, great. If they don't ever sell, then usually you probably want to just remove them from the website entirely or try to figure out why they're not selling. But the great thing about dropshipping, of course, is that you don't need to buy any inventory. So selling up front is really easy and definitely should be done, because that's going to help you to grow quite a bit quicker. Just be careful when you're offering new suppliers products. And if you're intermixing the in-marketing campaigns, then you got to be careful that one supplier isn't messing up the marketing campaigns of another supplier. So I've had this happen a lot. So just make sure that you keep an eye on that as new products are added to your store. How is that affecting your advertising campaigns? How is that affecting your marketing campaigns? And usually when it comes to high-ticket dropshipping, we choose niche stores also. So expanding outside your niche is a little bit, it can lead to lower sales in your main niches. Let's just put it that way. So definitely consider that you should try to stick within your main niche for the most part. And you can explore categories that are relevant to it. And then if you start getting too far outside that, maybe you consider set up a separate niche site altogether for that. All right, then a really good way to scale also is to implement effective email marketing strategies. Email marketing is really good. You have a list, and all you need to do is create broadcast campaigns and improve upon your sequences that are already there, your automated sequences. So email marketing, the best way to do it is by driving launch-style campaigns, where you have pre-launch content, and then you have a launch window, and then you have post-launch content. And also, you should try to drive user feedback. You know, user-generated content is really good, so getting video reviews and things like that. And you can do that through email marketing really easily. And then also upselling. So if you ever get someone that buys a product that might be interested in other products in your store, use email marketing to promote those other products. All right, the next one is you know, just really focusing on the customer experience. What are any particular ways that you can go about enhancing the customer experience? Definitely do that. And what I would do is just brainstorm some ideas. Talk, if you have a VA that does customer service for you, talk to them, ask them how they think you could improve. Basically, a lot of with high ticket drop shipping is the fulfillment. So when an order happens, it's the time it takes to fulfill, and then the process of delivering the product to the customer, and the process of like setting it up and assembling it or installing it, that kind of stuff can be really enhanced. Basically, most of it is just communication. So enhancing the way that it's communicated to the customer. So some customers like phone calls, some like emails, some like text messages. So just exploring all different avenues of communication and finding out every little thing there is about every single little product in your store, especially the ones that sell. That can be communicated about that. And then, of course, follow up and asking them how they're doing and stuff like that really helps the customer feel like they're feeling appreciated. And it also helps you get reviews. All right, the next thing that you should focus on, I've tried to focus on a lot, is automating operations and outsourcing. So main thing for high-ticket drop shipping are things like inventory updates, pricing updates, discontinued products, new products, and things like that. So there's a lot of little things that happen all the time with your suppliers. High-ticket dropshipping is never like a just set it and forget it thing. You're always going to be dealing with things running out of stock or new products coming in, old products going out. So you got to keep your store up to date. If you leave your store and just forget about it, you're going to end up getting sales that are not profitable because they can't be fulfilled. So it's just the way it is. I would highly recommend looking at certain apps that help with that, and or just building in systems and just spreadsheets and things like that for your team to use to keep things set up and automated. I use a team instead of just outsourcing all my operations. Building an internal team is really good because then you have them every single day and their full attention, and you can train them on your specific business and stuff like that. Although there are other people that are available for freelance, like one-at-a-time project stuff, like development work, or graphic designers, things like that. If you only have a little bit of work, it's probably a better idea to go that way to save some money at first. But in the long run, it's always better to hire somebody full-time. And I hire from the Philippines. So, all right. And building a strong team is the next point I want to make. Team culture and just team communication and teaching people how to communicate well and be team players is a really good thing. So when you have a team, of course, they're going to need a platform to which they can communicate. I use Slack and Trello and Hubstaff. Those are my main three things. And of course, we have a Shopify store, and we use spreadsheets and Google Drive for organizing things as well. And I put a lot of my training videos on loom.com, some on YouTube. I use my high ticket dropshipping masterclass to train my own team. And that works really well. And you can do the same. So if you sign up for my high ticket dropshipping masterclass, you can use those lessons to train your team on how to do the same tasks that my team does in the long run. Some of it that we've been learning how to do with AI recently is a bit updated now because of AI, but the principles remain the same. So if you want to check out the masterclass, it's at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. All right, and then the next thing is checking out your data and analytics. So this is kind of goes without saying, but analytics are really where the money is. You have to dive into that stuff and figure out what's converting well and where your target audience is and where you can find them, what they're doing on your website, how long they're spending on your site, what your CTR is, what your CPA is. There's a lot of different points that you've got to understand it and analyze so that you can improve upon them. Okay, and split testing should be done, but you should not change a bunch of things at first. You should always just be looking at the KPIs that matter the most to your business, and then you should be really just making one change at a time to see how it affects your business. And once your business is converting pretty well and doing well, I really recommend kind of just taking a step back and not trying to analyze and optimize and grow so much, but kind of just let it run while taking care of the key things that need to be taken care of. Because a lot of times what happens is you try to grow your business and you actually end up breaking stuff instead of improving things. So just keep in mind that sometimes it's better just to let things kind of just chill. All right. And then the next thing is actually expanding into new markets or sales channels. And this is what I like to do a lot because it really can open up your avenues of growth and get your business out there in more places. And of course, first and foremost, you should focus on social media. So, you know, setting up automated social media posting apps is a great idea. So you can get your products into channels like Instagram or Facebook or YouTube and Pinterest, places that people look around all the time and they'll see your products and they'll click through to your website, possibly buy them. Another good idea is to expand into sales channels where you can automate inventory and price updates and things like that. These are like eBay or Houzz or affiliate marketing platforms like ShareSale or CJ.com or, you know, Walmart even has a marketplace. Of course, there's Amazon. You just have to be careful because it's somebody else's backyard, so you're kind of dealing with their terms and conditions. So they're oftentimes not going to be as lenient if you do screw things up. So just be careful and try to maintain a good customer experience for, you know, that platform as well as for your customers. All right, and then let's just talk lastly about optimization and adaptation. There's a lot of strategies that you can use to continue to optimize things. You just have to be careful and choose the optimization strategies that are right for your niche and your target market. And, again, one thing at a time. If you start to employ a bunch of optimization strategies all at once, you don't really know which one works and which one doesn't. Sometimes you'll break things and sometimes things will immensely improve, but split testing is really important. So usually I give it 1 to 3 days maybe of testing, especially if you have a lot of traffic. If you don't have much traffic, you need to give a little bit more time. But if you want to, for instance, be more aggressive on your Google ads and you end up raising your bids and then all of a sudden you get less sales, it's kind of obvious that maybe it's a better idea just to not be as competitive in the ads, because oftentimes people click around to different stores, and if they find you first, they're going to click around to other stores and maybe buy from them. If they find you, you know, third or fifth, then they'll probably buy from you after looking at other stores. So it's probably a good idea actually to be not as competitive in Google Ads sometimes. So just try to test things out, see how it goes, and continually try to grow your business and improve things. All right, so thanks for watching this video, listening to this podcast. I appreciate it. And if you liked it, please leave a review. On YouTube, please like and comment and share and subscribe. And the podcast, you can leave a review, and I appreciate all the reviews that I get. If you're interested in learning more about high-ticket dropshipping, go to ecommerceparadise.com. Again, check out the niches list. It's free, as well as the mini course. We have a high-ticket dropshipping masterclass, which is a 35-module course that I'm continually adding new content to and improving. And there's a community around that as well. And so check that out. And then we also have services. I'd like to announce that we now have an all-in-one service called Ecommerce Elite, where you get access to my entire team of over 10 VAs, where we manage the ins and outs of every single part of this business. You can get access to all of them to grow your business on a monthly basis. So check that out. And also check out our turnkey service if you're just getting started and you don't know, you kind of have an idea that you want to do this, but you don't have the time to do it, but you do have a lot of money to invest, then this might be good for you, where me and my team, we build an entire store for you. And there's even an optional partnership agreement as well on the end of that. So if you want us to continue to grow it in exchange for revenue share, that's available as well. We also offer other services like ad management services, SEO services, as well as, I offer private coaching. So go check all that out at ecommerceparadise.com, and you can click over to the services menu. You can check each one of those out. And of course, you can always contact me, trevor@ecommerceparadise.com, and you can follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. I tend to post a lot of skateboarding videos and videos of my cats and things like that and food, but I definitely post some stuff about e-commerce as well. The e-commerce channels I'm going to get hopefully growing more. So Ecommerce Paradise is on Instagram. Ecommerce Paradise is also on YouTube, and we'll be growing that on other channels as well. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening, guys, and I'll see you out there in the next video and podcast. Take care.